Get ready. It's coming. It is being reported that Eric Bieniemy, offensive coordinator with the Kansas City Chiefs, is one of the leading candidates for the vacant head coaching job at USC. And if, or when, he does not get hired, the media is going to jump all over this story. This is racist. USC has a history of overlooking black coaches. Eric Bieniemy gets overlooked every year for a head coaching position. USC is racist. The NFL hates black people. Yeah. Yeah. The league that plays the black national anthem before games is racist against black people. Isaiah Thomas was on Jason Whitlock's show this week, and he blasted the NFL for playing the black national anthem. And it was nice for a change to see a legend in the NBA, a league notorious for its promotion of social justice and propaganda. It was nice to see someone associated with the NBA speak some common sense. Isaiah Thomas said playing the black national anthem separates the country into two segments, black and white. Not hard to figure that one out. What I find interesting, for decades, there have been segments of the black population complaining that they're not accepted into American society, American culture. And I would be willing to bet they're the same ones who support the playing of two national anthems, which separates people. It's like you want to be accepted, but you want to be separated at the same time. It just doesn't make any sense to me, but what the hell do I know? I'm just a suburban white dude. Anyway, let's get back to Eric Bieniemy. Doug Gottlieb was talking about this on his show this week, yesterday on Fox Sports Radio, and he made an interesting point. These same wokers who complain every offseason that Eric Bieniemy gets passed over for coaching jobs, they are the same people who look way back into the past to try and cancel anyone else. How many times have we seen someone be up for a job? And not just in sports, anything. How many times have we seen someone be up for a job and something they said or did 5, 10, 15 years ago resurfaces and that person gets passed over for that job? It just happened with the Jeopardy host they hired to replace Alex Trebek. He filmed, what, 4 or 5 episodes into the new season? And some comments he made on a podcast 7 or 8 years ago came out, and they fired the dude. Tom Brenneman, who was an excellent play-by-play guy for the NFL, one of my favorite ones. He also called Major League Baseball. Tom Brenneman was excellent. He was yanked off the air during a Major League Baseball game last season. He called Cincinnati or Cleveland, I can't remember which city it was, but he called it the fag capital of America or something to that effect. Now, should Tom Brenneman have been punished for this? Sure. Should he have been fired? Maybe. You could argue either way. Should he have been blackballed from the industry and relegated to calling high school football games? No. The dude made a mistake, and the remark that Tom Brenneman made, it wasn't even made on the air. He said it in passing to his colleague. They were off the air. It was just a remark between two friends. How many times have you been with your friends and you said something off color? Some asshole leaked the tape of Tom Brenneman to the internet and they pulled him off the air mid-game. They leaked the damn tape to the internet. That's all it took. Ruined him. One word. Tom Brenneman's reputation that he spent years building was ruined. He was canceled. I bring all of this up because that's what these people do. They dig in your past to destroy your career unless it doesn't fit their narrative. Doug Gottlieb made an excellent point about why Eric Bieniemy could be passed over for head coaching jobs in the NFL. I'm going to add to his point as well. Doug Gottlieb mentioned that Eric Bieniemy could be passed over due to what happened at Colorado in the early 2000s when he was a running backs coach. Now, for those of you under the age of 25, there was a major scandal at Colorado in the early 2000s, one of the biggest in the history of college football. Now, even though Eric Bieniemy was not the head coach, his image and reputation were still tainted. They were hiring prostitutes for recruits. They were supplying recruits, high school kids, with dope and booze. It's one of the only times that I can remember where an entire coaching staff was fired on the spot. Eric Bieniemy, that's not the only thing in his past. He was arrested for DUI in 2001. He was arrested for getting in a bar fight in 1988. He was arrested in 1990 for interfering with a firefighter who was trying to put out a fire at the home of Eric Bieniemy's mother. In 1993, he was arrested for harassing a female parking attendant. Now, if you look at everything on paper, Eric Bieniemy is more than qualified to coach an NFL team. He has 11 years of experience at the NFL level. He's been the offensive coordinator for one of the top offenses in the league the last 3 years. Patrick Mahomes is a once-in-a-generation talent. Don't get it twisted. But you have to credit Eric Bieniemy for developing Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes didn't do this by himself. Now, that being said, and there aren't many people who are talking about this, but I do think NFL defenses have caught up to Eric Bieniemy's offensive scheme. You can catch NFL defenses by surprise for a year or so, maybe 2 years. Happened with Lamar Jackson, happened with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. But all it takes is one defense to figure out how to contain you, not stop you. You're not stopping Patrick Mahomes, but you can contain him. And all it takes is one defense to figure that out, and the rest of the league will follow suit. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, they are not near as dominant as they were. Go back and look at their record against the spread last season. Last year, I don't think they covered a game the last 8 weeks of the season. They're off to an 0-1 start this year against the number. But the league catching up to Eric Bieniemy's offense, that's not the reason he's not getting hired. It might have something to do with it, but that is not the reason. Doug Gottlieb alluded to his past as the reason, and I think he's on the right track. Look, everyone has a past. Everyone has made mistakes in their past. All of those incidents I mentioned with Eric Bieniemy, they happened 20, 25, 30 years ago. Obviously, the dude's changed. He's grown up. But we are living in overly sensitive times. You guys know that, especially when you're talking about sexual harassment. The woke, they don't care how long it's been. Hell, look at Bill Cosby. They took him down for stuff that happened 30, 40 years ago. The NFL's the most publicized league in this country. Over 100 million people watch the Super Bowl every year. There are only 80, 85, 90 million households that have a cable or satellite subscription. That's the magnitude and the attention the NFL receives. So if you're an NFL general manager or a team owner, and you're looking to hire a head coach in 2021, what is one of the things you are going to look at? His past. You want to hire someone who's not going to make waves with the media, who's going to be devoid of negative media attention. You listen to NFL head coaches. One of the things they talk about the most are distractions, eliminating distractions. It's difficult to do that when the damn coach is the possible distraction. And through no fault of his own, it would not be Eric Bieniemy's fault if that happened. It would be the damn media. They won't talk about this before he's hired. That wouldn't fit their narrative. But as soon as he got the job and something happens or some writer wants to make a name for himself, they will write an expose about Eric Bieniemy's past and tear down the guy that they have spent the last 2 or 3 years building up. The last thing NFL owners want to deal with is a sexual harassment scandal. Am I saying this is the only reason Eric Bieniemy has not been given a head coaching position in the NFL? No, it's not what I'm saying. I'm sure there are other factors at play here, but could his past have something to do with it, especially in the current times? Absolutely. There is no bias against black coaches in the NFL. Stephen A. Smith and the assholes at ESPN, they want you to think there is, but there's not. We have talked about this before. You look at the demographics of this country and the percentage of black head coaches in the NFL. They line up almost perfectly. Black people are 13% of the American population and 10% of head coaches in the NFL. Now, oddly enough, the very media who has been victimizing Eric Bieniemy for being passed over the last 2 or 3 years is the same media that could be the reason that he's being overlooked. All right, let me know what you think about Doug Gottlieb's theory. I think the dude's on point. Also, and I know we just touched on this briefly, but give me your thoughts on Isaiah Thomas blasting the NFL for playing 2 national anthems. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.